A momentous momentum swing for the Houston Texans on Monday Night Football against the Chargers in San Diego. They come back from a 3-touchdown deficit. We go inside the locker room for the Sonic game recap. And as a result of the win, you get a free 20-ounce Texan slush on Tuesday at participating Houston area Sonic locations.
What does it say about this team to pull something like this off?
It shows maturity that we have in this locker room. You know, down 21, third quarter. A lot of teams think we'd pack it in, but we never gave up. We knew there was a lot of football left to play, and we had the right leaders in here. You know, continue to step up and make plays. So those guys kept us in it.
The Kush pick was about as athletic a play as you're going to find, isn't it?
Oh man, that was a hell of a play. At a huge point in the game, you know, we felt like the momentum was in our favor, and that definitely swung it. Swung it to our sideline, and man, great catch and great awareness to get up and get the ball in the end zone. So I can see Kush is back.
And you've been here a while. I don't think you've seen too many fake punts.
No, didn't. Didn't even see that one. To be honest with you, had no idea it was coming, and I think, you know, a great call in that situation.
You know, regardless of my first game or not, so it was a big kick. You know, I was very, very excited when our offense started to drive and get me in that position. So it was nice. Like all these guys have said, it was a team effort for us to get back up from that deficit and get this win on our way out.
What did you
out.
Think when Gary gave you the game ball?
I was surprised. Honestly, I still don't know what to do with it. I was actually talking to Shane about it. I'm not sure where you pack it or what, but it's very exciting. I'm very honored.
How special is that in this situation for you?
It's very special. You know, I got my feet wet, you know, with my first Monday Night Football game, and who'd ever thought it ended up, you know, me being on the last play. So it's very special. I'm very proud of these guys, and I look forward to next week.
First half, second half, what was the difference?
The second half, we just buckled down and went ahead and just, you know, got our mindset together. And just, you know, played how we usually play. First half, we, you know, had a lot of mistakes going on. And, we were all riled up and things like that. You know, first game, so we got out the way. We're just going to go back and get it corrected.
Seems like you got pretty good pressure on Rivers all night, though, right?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we're in his face, you know, most of the time. And, you know, forcing throws, especially, you know, I want to say that was the fourth. When Kush got that interception, definitely got some good pressure right there. And made him, you know, play a little bit of bad ball.
First half of the game was probably our worst half we've played, I feel like, in 3 years as a team. But, you know, that's why we play four quarters. That's why you got to finish the game. And we made our adjustments. We knew what we had to do. And we came out and pulled off the victory.
Take me through the big hit there that kind of, not, I don't want to say swung momentum, but definitely did good things for you guys.
You know, I just felt Rivers was kind of hanging on that third receiver coming up the middle of the field. I was in cover two right there. I had a deep half and made a good read. And he actually threw a great ball. I mean, I actually thought I was going to have a chance to pick it. And then when that ball came out, it was so low that the only thing I could do is lower my shoulder and was able to dislodge the ball. So it was a great play.
Pre-snap, how excited were you to get to run that fake punt?
Oh, I was excited. You know, they gave me the option. They, you know, they told me, hey, alert. If you see something, go for it. And to be honest, I was going to run it either way. We had a foot, and I trust the other guys out there. And they're the ones who did all the work. I had the easy job. I mean, they were able to get great surge off the line, and it was a great play. And I think it sparked the team a little bit.
It seemed like even when things weren't going that well offensively, Matt was just kind of as steady as he can be from start to finish.
Steady Eddie, even keel. And I think that's the best thing about him is that, you know, whether we're having a successful drive, like in the first one, the first quarter that we had 10 plays down there and scored a touchdown, he's the same guy as when we had, you know, the pick after the first play. I mean, it doesn't matter what we're doing, if we're up or down, he's going to be that same guy. And I think that levels out the offense.
Was there a rousing halftime speech or something, or you guys just decided you're going
to
do something?
No, it wasn't a speech. Coming in halftime, we knew what it was. You know, we was talking on the sideline. We got to get off the field third down. That, you know, that can determine any game. You know, those third down situations, you know, and they definitely didn't go all the way first half. And the second half, we was able to, you know, come up with some stops.
Performance by Leckler, I mean, tonight. I suppose it surprised you, right?
No, nothing surprised me with Shane. Shane's as good as it gets at what he does, and Shane had a great game.
Pretty sweet win.
Great win. Great win for the team. And I'm glad to see that Randy got that kick in, and a great confidence booster for that kid, and it's going to be a great year for him, so we're excited.